is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump takes credit for swift and unrelenting action in an almost two-hour-long speech to Congress. He has called for the extension of his first-term tax cuts and additional federal funding for his border crackdown, including for his promised efforts at mass deportation of people in the U.S. illegally.
The media and our friends in the Democrat Party kept saying we needed new legislation. We must have legislation to secure the border. But it turned out that all we really needed was a new president.
On tariffs, he says,
if they do non-monetary tariffs to keep us out of their market, then we will do non-monetary barriers to keep them out of our market.
President Trump's 25% tariffs on all goods imported from Canada drew swift vows of retaliation, CBS's Lana Zak reports.
The premier of Ontario here has said that he would be happy with a smile on his face. He would cut off Ontario's supply of energy to the U.S. And we're also learning that the Liquor Control Board of Ontario is pulling American spirits from their shelves. That is a $1 billion industry. They purchase $1 billion of American alcohol every year.
House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Republican lawmakers to avoid town hall meetings, many of which are now filled with protesters attacking the Trump administration's slashing of the federal government.
I'm not saying everyone in these, all the Democrats in these town halls that you've seen on television were not from the local area, but look, there are people who do this as a profession.
Speaker Johnson suggests Republicans find other ways to engage with voters. CBS's Eleanor Watson says that days after the Oval Office shout fest, Ukraine's President Zelensky now calls the meeting regrettable.
There are other countries who provide weapons to Ukraine, but even those countries acknowledge that the U.S. support is a huge security guarantee, something that Zelensky's post today appears to acknowledge.
CBS News has learned that Ukrainian officials have indicated to their U.S. counterparts they are willing to sign a key minerals agreement. The former L.A. fire chief, ousted by Mayor Karen Bass after the most destructive wildfire in city history, has failed to reclaim her job after appealing to the city council. CBS's Carter Evans.
In the end, just two supported Crowley, including Councilwoman Monica Rodriguez.
Do you think Chief Crowley turned this into a political issue while the fire was still burning by complaining about the budget?
No, I don't. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And I think her response reflected that she learned the hard way.
This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose. And millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
The threat of severe thunderstorms fails to put a damper on the Fat Tuesday celebrations in New Orleans.
The severe weather stayed away long enough to allow the crews of Rex and Zulu to roll their parades this morning without incident. And despite the threat of thunderstorms, people are still packing the French Quarter enjoying Mardi Gras 2025.
I'm from California.
Where in California?
The Bay Area.
So what brings you to New Orleans for Mardi Gras?
My friends.
Great weather. Everything worked flawlessly this time. A little scary today, but not bad.
It's gorgeous. And I want to say to everybody, may you be happy, may you be healthy, and may your life be full of ease.
Reporting in the French Quarter, Ian Ozan for CBS News, New Orleans.
It wraps up at midnight when the police department conducts its traditional sweep of Bourbon Street to usher in Ash Wednesday. LeBron James becomes the first player in NBA history to score 50,000 combined points in the regular season and the postseason. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
by meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain, some of it locally heavy in the overnight with blustery east winds, lows in the lower 40s. Rain will be likely Wednesday, changing to snow in the late afternoon. Falling temperatures, little to no snow accumulation is expected. Right now, it's 40.
Field Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. Once it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without a dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Wake up, please.
bop. But what am I gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up pretty Susie, wake up pretty Susie. Well, I told your mama that you'd be in by 10. Well, Susie baby, looks like we goofed again. Wake up pretty Susie, wake up pretty Susie, we gotta go home.
News. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Ha! Different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way You know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. I know, 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 I know. Hey, I ought to leave a young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. No sunshine when she's gone, and she's house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away.
You gotta understand.
Daddy,
you're old enough to know the makings of a man.
Daddy,
listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down.
Daddy,
am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end.
Baby, that's you.
Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to taking over my one track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together by
in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Yeah.
98 years, your home for local news, and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I can't do no wrong, and when I hold. Hey, I CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. We're just getting started, said President Trump tonight as he addressed a joint session of Congress. In addition to listing actions he's taken, he made news, saying he's heard from Ukraine's President Zelensky, with whom he had a televised argument last week.
Earlier today, I received an important letter from President Zelensky of Ukraine. The letter reads, Ukraine is ready to come to the negotiating table as soon as possible to bring lasting peace closer.
Trump made it clear tonight he's not giving up on assimilating Greenland in some manner.
I also have a message tonight for the incredible people of Greenland. We strongly support your right to determine your own future. And if you choose, we welcome you into the United States of America. We need Greenland for national security and even international security.
Throughout the speech, some Democrats held up signs with slogans like Musk steals, save Medicaid, protect veterans, and false. CBS's Stacey Lynn was there.
A group of Democratic lawmakers, women stood up, turned around, took some jackets off or blazers that they were wearing and showed what letters on their back that said resist.
The official Democratic response came from Michigan Senator Alyssa Slotkin with a message for discouraged members of her party's coalition.
Don't tune out. It's easy to be exhausted, but America needs you now more than ever. If previous generations had not fought for this democracy, where would we be today?
Those stiff tariffs launched by President Trump 24 hours ago against America's three biggest trading partners drew immediate tariff retaliation from Mexico, Canada, and China. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Your government has chosen to do this to you.
markets are down, and inflation is set to rise dramatically all across your country.
High winds forced some changes to Mardi Gras in New Orleans, which moved up and shortened the two biggest parades to wrap them up before the bad weather moved in. Security was tight following the deadly New Year's Day terrorist attack on festivities there.
It's really friendly. We got a lot of thank yous and stuff on the ride and on the floats. People seem appreciative that we're doing Mardi Gras. And it feels safe. We feel safe.
Iowa's Department of Transportation is getting ready for a possible blizzard tonight. Advice from Sergeant Alex Dinkla of the Iowa State Patrol.
If you can, hunker down. Let that system pass through, hopefully by Wednesday afternoon. Travel conditions will be much more improved.
LeBron James has become the first NBA player to score 50,000 combined points in the regular and postseason. It happened in the first quarter of the Lakers game against the New Orleans Pelicans tonight. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/radio and use code radio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/radio and use code radio at checkout.
The world's largest iceberg has run aground at the South Pole.
At four times the size of Greater New York, when the world's biggest iceberg moves, the world's scientists take notice. Called A23A, it broke off the Antarctic ice shelf back in 1986 and has been slowly drifting through the area known as Iceberg Alley ever since. But now it's stuck in shallow offshore waters, along with the millions of penguins and seals that call it home. As A23A starts to break up in the warmer waters, scientists say it will release a huge amount of nutrients, creating, they say, an explosion of life in the course of its death. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
Some members of the Georgia State House of Representatives are trying to get rid of automated cameras that enforce school zone speed limits. They say the cameras are more about making money than child safety. Those who say the cameras do slow drivers down are offering competing legislation to keep them.